Harlow Gorgeous.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Harlow, and you're listening to the Jessica Harlow Podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be discussing three confidence-boosting tips that you can apply to your life so that you can instantly boost your self-esteem and feel more confident. Before we get into all of that, I want to say thank you to everyone that has been rating and reviewing this podcast so far, and an extra special thanks to those of you who have been sharing this podcast with your friends. I actually have a little surprise giveaway attached to this episode. I'm giving away a free FaceTime session, at least 30 minutes of one-on-one time to chat with me. All you have to do to enter is comment on my latest Instagram post with what your favorite episode of this podcast has been so far. It's really simple. If you don't have an iPhone, you can still enter. Just note that we will probably, if you win, it'll probably be either through Skype or even a regular phone call, really your choice. Again, all you have to do to enter to win a 30-minute one-on-one chat with me is just comment on my latest Instagram post with what your favorite episode has been so far. Bonus points if you tag a friend. Speaking of giveaways, I've been a little MIA this week because I'm finishing up working on a pretty big project that I can't really talk about right now, but I hope that I get to eventually. But there's a special giveaway also going on tomorrow. So this podcast is going up on Thursday, April 5th. So it will be up, tomorrow will be April 6th, Friday, April 6th. So there'll be a completely different, separate giveaway going on exclusively on my Instagram. So check that out. It's a pretty cool giveaway coming up tomorrow. So in the meantime, if you haven't signed up for my mailing list, you should. I send out sporadic, nothing spammy. I hate spam more than anyone. So I send sporadic emails with tips and tricks, hair care secrets, healthy snacks, etc. Nothing sponsored. It's just all exclusively tips and tricks for my mailing list subscribers. It's totally free and very much not annoying. To sign up, simply go to jessicaharlow.com/mail and you'll instantly receive a free PDF with my hair care tips and secrets and so much more. So without any further ado, let's get into this week's episode. So three confidence boosters you haven't thought about. I get so many questions from you guys asking me for tips on boosting your confidence and your self-esteem. For most of us, confidence is pretty important. We know that the better we feel about ourselves, the easier it is for us to really show up as the best versions of ourselves. And coincidentally, when you do that, you tend to get better results. You tend to get more out of life. And the great thing about confidence is it's probably the best makeup that anybody can have, the best outfit anyone could put on. Literally, it's free. Confidence doesn't have to cost money. Literally, anybody can be confident. You just kind of have to give yourself permission to be confident. Think about this. This is probably not very politically correct, but when have I ever been politically correct? But we've all probably at some point or another, let's be honest, we've been maybe interested in people that maybe like looks-wise, they weren't the best looking people. Look, I'm not one of those people that's going to tell you that everybody is beautiful, but I do think that pretty much everyone or anyone can be beautiful to someone. You know what I mean? I mean, physically speaking, I think we've all found ourselves at some point or another, you know, interested or attracted to people that maybe at first blush, we didn't really think that they were that great looking, but they just had something. And that something, I think, 9 times out of 10 is confidence. It's like this certain something, the way that they carried themselves, the way they spoke, the way they moved, all of that. And most of it is really mental. Okay, it's like an internal thing. And I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about somebody that walks into the room and thinks that they're better than absolutely everybody else and doesn't hold back on showing it. I don't really think that that's what most people are going to find attractive. That's arrogance. It's kind of nasty and icky when you get around it. The way I see confidence, though, is you're walking into a room and you feel and behave from the idea that the belief that you're just as worthy as anyone else in the room, and maybe based on like certain unique things about yourself, maybe you're even more worthy to some people in the room just because of certain unique qualities that you have. Just really depends on who your audience is. You know what I mean? There's a quote from Dita Von Teese that says, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be someone who hates peaches. You can't please everyone. But you are capable of being a favorite. No matter what, there's always people and circumstances where your particular flavor, whatever kind of fruit you are, is the preferred one. There's an audience for everything. There's always going to be somebody who... There's always people who are going to be looking for exactly who you are. For example, here's something that I personally find ridiculous that I have, like, I don't relate to, but I remember coming across some video on Instagram where this girl literally, she puts her face on bread. Like, she smashes her face down on bread. And now for me, I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I don't understand it. I don't get it. She had lots of views, lots of followers, and I was like, you know what? That just goes to show there's an audience for everything. I'm not even sure if it's perverse because I really don't get it. I don't understand what the appeal is. I like to eat my carbs, not smash my face in them, but, you know, to each their own. But it just goes to show you there's an audience for everything and everyone. And I think there's one thing that the internet has taught us, it's that. So don't ever feel like you have to mold yourself into something different from who you actually are. There's always a way to make the most of whatever cards you've been dealt with. So here are my tips in no particular order. The very, very first tip that I find makes the quickest difference is posture. How you hold your body, how you carry yourself. You're not only sending a message to everyone else that's around you about how you feel, but you're also sending a message to yourself about your own standards for you, like where you rank yourself for yourself. So even if you're at home alone, if you're slouching, you're likely going to feel like crap. You're more likely to feel like crap. So whenever it is that you're feeling kind of down, the first thing I always recommend is check your posture and just simply adjust it. So if you are sitting up straight, holding your head up higher, chin up, shoulders back, you're going to feel better about yourself in seconds. It's like the body follows the mind. The mind follows the body. It's all intertwined. I know it sounds like the simplest thing. Try it. A really great tip that I picked up from Tony Robbins when attending his seminar was the idea of a power pose. So when you're doing something, anything really, especially something of great importance, think about how someone that is really confident in your eyes would hold themselves. So it's kind of like having almost how I would describe it as what I kind of reference to is I think of like confidence role models, like somebody who you have in mind that, you know, to you, they exude confidence. Think of people who exude confidence and just mirror that. So for example, someone that I always use whenever I really need to, get my confidence going is I think of, if you've ever seen House of Cards, I love that show. Well, one of the things besides the many that I find fascinating and entertaining about the show is I really love how the character Claire Underwood carries herself. And I think anybody that has watched House of Cards knows exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, her posture is impeccable. She has like this almost icy confidence. Like every move she makes is very, very purposeful, very intentional, but not like she's not trying. It's just she's magical is all I have to say. Her confidence and the way she carries herself is just incredibly, incredibly sexy as far as I'm concerned. So I like to, when like there's moments in my life where I have to kind of put on my big girl panties and handle business, I channel Claire Underwood. So that's something that I would say is have somebody in mind that you feel like really exudes confidence. And think about, you know, how would they hold themselves? How would they sit in a chair? How would they present themselves and channel that? It's really simple. It sounds ridiculous, but it's really effective. Whenever you're feeling a bit low, regardless of whether you're channeling someone else or not, always check your posture and adjust, because most times I find that when I'm not feeling my best, I tend to be slouching. I tend to be not really holding myself, you know, with good posture. I tend not to be holding myself up. And sometimes you got to literally prop yourself up. It takes just seconds. And if you have a role model in mind, someone who has great posture, who really exudes confidence, channel that. Another celebrity that I have to say has excellent posture is Kim Kardashian. Watch her in any interview. Her posture is perfect at almost all times. And I'm sure that that's a lot of practice. Practice makes perfect. I feel like at first, having great posture is something that takes a lot of work. But eventually, if you really train yourself, it should only become easier and easier. And posture is something that I'm really working on with myself, because it makes a huge difference in your self-esteem, your confidence, and your mood. So next on the list is self-awareness. More shit that they don't teach you in school, but definitely should. Self-awareness is key, and it applies to a number of things. But if we're zeroing specifically on confidence, if we're zeroing in specifically on confidence, being self-aware means being aware of the things that maybe aren't your strongest points, but instead of dwelling on what those things are, focusing on what your actual strengths are, knowing exactly what you're good at and going for it, not wasting time on the things that you aren't best at. Doesn't mean completely ignore what you're not good at and pretend that you're good at things that you aren't. It's not really about that. It's about being aware and being comfortable with saying, you know what, these are the things that I'm good at. These are the things I'm not so good at. I'm not going to waste my time beating myself up over the things I'm not really that great at, because chances are there's probably not that much you can do about your weaknesses. You can always improve, absolutely. But for the most part, if you go in on your strengths and you really maximize those and focus on how you can maximize those, no matter how small whatever it is that's really good about you, no matter how small whatever your talents, whatever your positives might be, if you spend more time worrying and stressing about the negatives, you're not going to give yourself time to really figure out how to make those seemingly little strengths be really, really big strengths. Knowing exactly what you're good at and going for it, no matter how small you might think it is, there's always a way to make little things big. So always try to work on things that you do have, kind of an edge for. And also, being self-aware extends to really noticing exactly what makes you feel the most motivated, what makes you feel more confident. You know, do you feel more motivated by money? Do you feel more motivated by your environment? Like if your environment's neater, that's a big one for me. Like I function much better when I have like open surfaces and neatness. When you wear certain kinds of clothing, listen to some kind of music, start your day a certain way. Self-awareness is all about paying attention to when you're feeling great and figuring out why that is. So that way you can repeat those things as often as you can so that you can really set yourself up to feel great again and more often. It's just about noticing the little clues and really using them as a foundation over and over and over again. I also want to point out something really quick, because I think that social media and society make us think that we all have to be at 100% every damn second of the day, and I think that's entirely unrealistic. I don't think that every single human being feels 100%, especially not every single second of every single day. You know, there's going to be days where you're going to feel like 90% or maybe 80%, but you know what? 90 and 80 are always better than feeling like 10 or 0. You know, there's going to be days where you're going to wake up feeling like 50. Then just let the goal be, let's get to 60%. Again, don't beat yourself up for when you don't feel your very best all the time. It happens. Weird things happen to all of us. We all can end up waking up on the wrong side of the bed. It happens. But just do your best to pay attention to exactly what you need every single day, because sometimes that can change from day to day. Pay attention to yourself, pay attention to what your needs are, and pay attention to the things that make you feel much more sane, I guess, and just keep doing those things, make them a part of your routine. And I think that could definitely have a huge effect on not only your confidence, but also even your quality of life. But lastly, optimism. I really stress optimism because I see optimism as a tool. It's a kind of a strategy. I think that most of us, when we feel better, the better we feel, the better we're able to show up. The better you're able to show up, the better your results are going to be. So I don't like to talk about positive thinking as wishful thinking. I have, you know, experienced moments where I really couldn't explain it any other way than, I don't know, this was kind of magical. But for the most part, you have to kind of meet things halfway. You know what I'm saying? You can't just expect things to magically happen. I'm always open to it, but I'm not betting my life on it, because I know that realistically, just getting everything you want exactly when you want and how you want, that's not how life is supposed to be. That's not living. That's not life. It's not the game here. We still have to, again, put in work and, you know, meet the universe, I guess, at least halfway. It's just part of being a human being. But I do believe in optimism, because I feel like when you're looking at the bright side, what I've noticed with myself, when I'm feeling much more optimistic, I feel more energized. And when I'm more energized, I'm more motivated to keep moving forward and less likely to waste time stressing or dwelling on how bad something is. So it's really important to choose to see what's good and looking for what's good in every situation and trying to find the upside. What you look for, eventually you're going to find. Perspective is everything. You see what you look for pretty much always. That's just how our brains are wired. They're wired in a way where they always have to be right. So if you're telling your brain, you know, everything sucks, your brain is just going to see more of what actually sucks. If you tell your brain, like, there's always something good in every situation, your brain's going to be like, now I can see what's good in XYZ situations. It's stupidly simple. And at the end of the day, it just teaches you that there's always going to be good and bad. It just depends on what you actually choose to see. You know, there is no completely positive life. There is no completely negative life. It's all about perspective. So if you're choosing to look for what's good, you're going to absorb more of that. You're going to feel more likely to move forward. You're going to feel more energized. And that's really the most important thing. Because for me, if I'm feeling negative, I'm just probably not going to move from the couch. Simple as that. And I'm literally useless if I'm just sitting on the couch being miserable. I don't know about you, but I'm a hell of a lot more productive when I'm feeling good. And, you know, there's going to be days where you're not going to feel that good and you have to keep powering through. But what makes it a lot easier is if you're choosing to see the positive. Gary Vee had actually recently given people, I think, a challenge of some kind. I saw something on one of his stories recently where he was challenging people to look for good for 24 hours and to see how you feel after that. So I really want to extend that to you guys. That's something that I definitely recommend you guys try and let me know how it goes, because I do think that to an extent, being happy, being optimistic, it is a choice. Of course, life will always throw us a curveball. Things happen that are out of our control, but we do always have the power to choose how we react. So that's all for this week's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it and found it helpful. Very, very much hope that you found it helpful. Again, don't forget to enter my giveaway to get a 30-minute one-on-one call with me over the phone, whether it's FaceTime or whatever. We can call, we can do text. It's really all up to you. All you have to do is go on my latest Instagram post, like it, and comment with what your favorite episode of the podcast has been so far. Bonus points if you tag a friend or share it on your social media. And yeah, that's all. I love you guys, and I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.